At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. We are into mock draft season. Hornets, of course, nabbing the number 2 overall pick on lottery night. It was a very exciting night for the Charlotte Hornets, and now we're starting to turn our attention to what types of players might be available for the Hornets, not just at number 2, but throughout the entirety of the 2023 NBA draft, in which the Hornets currently hold 5 total picks. We're going to talk with some of the leading experts out there in the mock draft world. Keep in mind, we are an NBA team, and there are certain rules on what we can or cannot talk about, but we wanted these experts to come in and give us their expertise on what kinds of players should be targeted by any squad picking at number 2 in the NBA draft, and what kind of impact it might have on their franchise. We're going to tip things off with one of the best in the business. His name is Jeremy Wu. He's an ESPN contributor covering college basketball prospects as well as the NBA draft. You can find him on social media, Twitter at Jeremy Wu. Previously, he was at Sports Illustrated, and he doesn't miss by much if he misses at all. That's why he's one of the very best in the business and why we wanted to pick his brain here to tip off our coverage of mock draft season for the Charlotte Hornets, leading up to, of course, one of the most exciting days on any NBA calendar, June 22nd, when the 2023 NBA draft will be held. So we're going to have him in here today to talk about the number 2 pick, what that selection might mean. And we'll have him on again later on in the week to talk about the draft as a whole, because after all, the Hornets hold another first round pick at 27 and then 3 top half second round picks, 34, 39, and 41 in the NBA draft. Now, without further ado, let's welcome Jeremy Wu, ESPN contributor covering basketball prospects and the NBA draft. You can find him on Twitter at Jeremy Wu. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Of course. How's it going?
It's going great. It's an exciting time, clearly, here for the Hornets, holding the number 2 pick as well as 4 others in the NBA draft. So we're very excited about the prospects of June 22nd, and definitely excited to talk to you about it. You've been covering the NBA draft as an entity, the beat itself, for a while. What's your approach? Are you giving your predictions when you post your mock drafts based on who you would personally take for any generic team? Do you do it based off of rosters or fits? Is it ignoring your personal preferences and you base it off what you hear out there? How do you go about putting together, as an expert, a mock draft?
Yeah, well, my approach to mock drafts has always been, it's really projecting. And so I think your own evaluations do come into that at a certain point. But, you know, really, first and foremost, it's, you know, what do we think is going to happen? How might it happen if, you know, the draft was on a certain day? And so, you know, that's always has been my approach, is I try to incorporate as much actual information as I can into informing how we project it. And so, you know, it's a little different for me now at ESPN. You know, I'm working with Jonathan Givony, so we do this together. But in the past at Sports Illustrated, when I would do the mock drafts, it was very intel-driven.
How early do you start the process? Because we're in a different era now of covering drafts, not just for the NBA, but for a lot of different sports, where some of these young players you hear about when they are young teenagers, and I would think that can be a positive or a negative. On the one hand, you start to see some of these players as they rise up. But LaMelo Ball is a good example. We saw him as a young teenager, as a high school freshman. But at the same time, you might be trapped thinking, oh, we saw this person that was so good then, and just assuming they will grow physically or whatnot. So when do you start looking at these players, and how does that help or hurt you in your mock draft process?
Well, you know, I try to, I think, you know, what you said about, you know, guys' bodies changing and all that, like, I think that's important to know. But, you know, really for me, you know, once a guy is in high school and once players are at these different AAU events or, you know, wherever you happen to be, I think that's probably fair game to start thinking about it. You know, personally, I try to never be too conclusive about anything. I just think it's not useful to have hot takes about guys who are 15 and 16, you know, because things change so much. So, for me, my philosophy has always been, you know, I don't want to necessarily even like over scout these guys, because I think that does happen sometimes. And that's not a shot at anybody. It's just like, you know, I think if you have to watch these guys every other week, I think it can be very taxing. But, you know, for me, I go to, you know, enough events every year where I just try to get a feel for like who these guys are, you know, when they're 15 and 16 and up, and then just to have an understanding of their progression over time. So then when you do see them in college, and then you do have to worry about them in the immediate context of the draft, right, when they're eligible, then you have a sense of, you know, what their trajectory is and what their tendencies are and how much better they've gotten over time, if that makes sense. So I do think it's important to have the longer view and to start this process early, because NBA teams do the same thing. As long as you're not, again, as long as you don't come away with it feeling like you have to be right about everything right away, because it's just never gonna happen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeremy Wu, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. We're talking draft, and no better person to talk to about it. ESPN contributor covering basketball prospects and, of course, the NBA draft. You can find him on social media at Jeremy Wu. Tell me, Jeremy, what makes a good projections person? It's a bigger industry than it had been before in terms of doing mock drafts and looking at these players. What makes a good person for it? Is it inside knowledge, a scouting eye? Is it your success rate when you look back either the day after the draft, how your latest mock draft matched up with what happened, or is it how things turned out 3, 5, 10 years down the line, who actually becomes an all-star?
Definitely. Well, I think there are different ways to look at it. I try to be more procedurally driven than I am focused on the actual results of how the projections turn out. Like, obviously, you know, you want to be accurate and you don't want to be too far off, but at the same time, there's so many unknowns. And like, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, teams typically have more information than we do in terms of background and and all that, right? So, like, you know, typically teams know more than we do, and they still mess things up, right? There's still picks that don't pan out, players who maybe get drafted too high. These things happen all the time. So I think it's important to have perspective on that. But I think to me the key is just, you know, so much of being able to get good information is ultimately relationship driven, where, you know, people have to trust you, you know, with certain information. You have to know what to share and what to keep private. And I think that's a big part of reporting on the draft or anything like this, where there is, you know, inherently a degree of secrecy to how teams want to operate, right? So you're going to have to understand the dynamics of play. And again, a lot of it's about trust and just sort of being able to, you know, infer what's going on or, you know, learn things without necessarily, you can't say everything you know, right? So I think that's an important element of it for sure.
Misdirection is real this time of year.
It can happen, yeah.
Before we talk about this year's group of players that's in that upper echelon, that top tier, top level, let's talk about last year's draft. You were with a different publication at the time, but you did a mock draft, several of them. And the last one you did before draft day, you had Jabari Smith, number one to the Magic. Chet Holmgren, number two, out of Gonzaga. He went to OKC, had that one. Paolo Banchero to Houston at three. Keegan Murray, Sacramento, four. Jaden Ivey to Detroit at five. As for the Hornets picks, as you projected them, you saw A.J. Griffin at 13 to Charlotte. Mark Williams at 15. Ding, ding. You had that one right on the nose to the Hornets. And then the player the Hornets drafted in the second round, Bryce McGowan's. In your mock draft, you had him coming off the board at 36. Charlotte, of course, traded up to get him at 40. When you look back on your mock draft process, and you grade yourself, how did you do?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with my mock last year overall. I mean, again, I don't harp too much on it after it's done, but, you know, I think we had a lot of stuff that was in the realm of what happened or one pick off, and, like, you know, it's easy to obsess over that stuff. I honestly don't remember exactly how it did. There are always people who, like, will grade these things and post them on Twitter, and I'll look at it for a couple of days and then I will try to not think about it. But, I mean, obviously the Jabari Smith thing was a surprise to, I think, most people who do the mock drafts. That was something that happened. Rather, him falling with Banchero going one was a surprise. But that happens sometimes. It's rare, but it does happen. But beyond that, I mean, you know, you can't get too caught up. So I was overall pretty happy with the mock last year. And, you know, there are a few different scenarios in play, but you can only really post one, right? So.
And
always trades.
There are always trades. There's a lot of them. It tends to be in the NBA. But, you know, as you look back at that mock draft, even if the specific spot or specific team for a lot of the guys might have been off by a pick or two, the general range is the general range. You had the top three, right? You had the top five, right, in terms of players that were in it. You had Mark Williams going to the Hornets at 15. He was drafted by the Hornets at 15. You saw Bryce McGowan's being a top 40 player. He ended up going in the top 40. So knowing that you've got a pretty good eye for this and ear to the ground on who people are looking at and who that top level is, I want to know, in your opinion, what is the top level, the top candidate pool of the 2023 NBA draft?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously Victor Wembanyama is the player everybody's most excited about. I'm pretty confident he will not be available at number two. I can say that. But after him, I think the dialogue about two and three, it's Brandon Miller and Scoot Henderson as the two guys who I think are widely considered, you know, the next two guys.
Is there another grouping, or maybe a best way to ask this is whether it's upside long term? Is there other players? Because you look through the history of the draft, Donovan Mitchell has made that jump to all NBA. He was not in the top three of his draft class. There's plenty of examples. Are there some other players that you see having that all NBA ability that aren't in that first initial list you brought up?
You know, I think there's a big group of players, probably between like 4 and 11 or 12, that can go in whatever order. The argument for those guys is all different. You know, for some of it is high upside. I think the Thompson twins, I think people talk about them with, you know, having pretty high upside just with their athletic ability and their size and just the long-term projection. I honestly don't know how confident I am that they're just all NBA players like lying around, you know, in the lottery, you know, beyond the number one guy, frankly. But, you know, it's always hard to say with confidence. But I do think there are a lot of guys in that lottery range who are good prospects, who have a chance to be solid players and potentially more. Anthony Black is a guy I really like. I mentioned the Thompson twins. I think I would put Cam Whitmore, Jairus Walker, Taylor Hendricks. Those guys are probably all in that group of guys who are probably going in the top 10, and we're still figuring out, you know, which order they're going to go. But I think those are the guys your team sort of view as that top group. And then there are, you know, a handful of other guys, Grady Dick, Cason Wallace, kind of hanging around the periphery of that too.
One thing that's fascinating to me about this draft in particular, and especially when you compare it to recent drafts, last year's, you looked at the top six players, all of them had come from the college ranks. And then later on, there were a couple of guys that had come from either G League Ignite or had not played in college for whatever reason it was. When you look at this year's draft, the players you mentioned, Victor Wembanyama has been playing overseas in Europe, in France. Scoot Henderson played for G League Ignite. Brandon Miller, Cam Whitmore, they played in college. And then you've got the Thompson twins who played at Over Elite. So what's fascinating to me is not only are the guys that are in that top five range coming from completely different pathways, but they have almost no crossover with each other at all. Like, yes, Scoot Henderson did play a couple of games against Victor Wembanyama. And I'm sure if you go back through their high school or AAU dates, you can find different crossover points. But not only have these guys largely in the last couple of years not played head-to-head against each other, the players that they're playing with and against don't play against the other groups of players. Their pools just don't intersect. How does that change or make more difficult your evaluation process as well as that of all the general managers who have to make these decisions?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's just part of, I guess, inherently part of being a scout is you're training your eye to, you know, watch these different levels of basketball and kind of discern, you know, which players are of what caliber, right? I think that's part of the challenge. I think certainly the trend toward, you know, not everybody coming from college is always a challenge in some respects for teams. But at the same time, like, I would say a lot of teams, you know, they have people who watch the G League, who work in the G League. Like, we know sort of what the G League level is. And, you know, with obviously guys coming out of college basketball, like, there's more confidence in, you know, what the college level is and how to interpret production or whatever. You know, it's trickier with the Thompson twins coming from Overtime Elite just because no one has, you know, they haven't been around too long as a league. And then, you know, last year, the guys who turned pro out of their league, you know, didn't get drafted. They were undrafted. So, you know, these guys will be the first players out of that program to be picked. And so it is a challenge. And that's why teams have been going to watch them so closely, is to try to get a handle on, you know, what that level is and how to interpret what we're seeing. But there's no like one, I think, catch all answer to this. It's just ultimately that's why I think scouting matters, is, you know, having people with the experience sort of critically look at some of these questions about different levels and what matters and what doesn't.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeremy Wu, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. He is an ESPN contributor covering basketball prospects as well as the NBA draft. Find him on Twitter at Jeremy Wu. Jeremy, let's talk about the Hornets, and they've got the number two pick right now. Historically, expectations, what should a number two pick in an NBA draft bring immediately for any NBA franchise, and what should they turn into, say, 5-10 years into their NBA careers?
Well, it's honestly a really tough question. I don't know if it's even really fair to like frame it as, you know, you have to be one thing, right? Because there are different types of players, different positions. It varies from draft to draft in terms of like what the quality of that player is, right? But, you know, I do think obviously there are expectations that come with being a high draft pick that are always going to be the expectations, right? I mean, you're hoping that in a given draft, you know, if you're picking top one, or, you know, number one, number even top five, you know, depending on the depth, I mean, you're hoping you're getting someone who's at least, hopefully an all-star, at least a high-level starter, in some cases more than that, but you're always hoping it's more, right? but certainly you're hoping you're at least getting someone who's going to be a centerpiece of the franchise moving forward when you're picking that high.
When you look at the Hornets, they're in an interesting position because, yes, they ended up with a bottom five record and one of the better opportunities to get a lottery pick. But at the same time, it was a team that 2 years ago was above 500 and in almost any other season with the record they had had would have made the playoffs. It just so happened that 43-39 ended up being in 10th place in that particular season. And then last season, the Hornets brought back a lot of the same talent, but had so many injuries, rarely saw them play on the floor together. So from the Hornets roster, are they a different kind of team than, say, San Antonio, who is picking at number one, or other lottery top five squads who maybe don't have a team that so recently and with so many of the same core players was above 500?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at which players are coming back and you look at sort of the Eastern Conference in general. I mean, it's an interesting spot to be in. I do think a lot of these teams are getting better, right? I mean, you look at Orlando and Indiana. I mean, those are teams that are, you know, going to try to make, you know, probably going to try to make a play-in next year. And it is challenging. I think the Hornets are in an interesting spot where, like you said, they're hoping, you know, everybody will be back healthy, which changes at least the baseline course of what success you can expect. I do think there's a need for them to get deeper. I think adding more size on the perimeter and up front is probably gonna help. But they are kind of in an interesting sort of in-between phase here where, like, you could see an outcome where they, you know, get fully healthy and they, you know, bring back what they want to bring back and push back into the play-in range. Or you can also see a scenario where they wind up, again, sort of in the lottery and able to add talent. But I guess it kind of starts with this number two pick, which direction they take, and then, you know, which of the free agents they want to bring back and how they want to address those holes.
If the Hornets nail the number two pick, whatever selection that means, whether that's in your eyes on draft night or based off how the season turns out, what does it mean for the franchise, both in this player's initial rookie season and moving forward long term for the Hornets?
Yeah, well, I would think they're hoping that, you know, they get someone who can really be sort of a focal point of what they're doing moving forward. You know, if you look at the guys who are going to be available at number two, as I mentioned, like Miller and Anderson are probably the two players who are most discussed as top three picks. And certainly with either of those guys, you know, you're getting someone who I think teams view as that type of guy. So, you know, you put one of those guys in place on a rookie contract, gives you some stability moving forward. And again, that can sometimes be the benefit of a year like that, where maybe you do miss the playoffs, but you wind up with a better pick than you expected. And, you know, then you trend back up, you know, with those players as part of your core group.
That's Jeremy Wu, ESPN contributor covering basketball prospects and the NBA draft. Find him on Twitter at Jeremy Wu and social media in general. And look forward to reading many more of his great mock drafts and great work leading up to June 22nd and the 2023 NBA draft. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot.
And we are planning to have Jeremy back later in the week. Hopefully we didn't scare him off. We're going to talk about the entirety of the 2023 NBA draft. Charlotte holding five picks, two in the first round, three in the top half of the second round. A lot of opportunities here for the Hornets to really remake the future of the franchise. Very exciting time in Buzz City, and we will have Jeremy back to talk about the entirety of the 2023 draft and some of the history behind what can be found in the second round and late in the first round of your average NBA draft. That's coming up later on this week here on the HHC. Till next time, many thanks once again to Jeremy Wu of ESPN for joining us. Thanks to Rob Longo for putting this podcast together. Thanks most of all to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We will talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.